some heralds are already arriving, and the meeting is surely on to review some of the very important developments in the sub-region. You know, it takes quite important issues for the heads of state to convene an extraordinary summit, given the very busy schedules of each one of them.
High on the agenda, some people anticipate, will be combating Ebola in West Africa, as well as the recent development in Burkina Faso. Are these part of the issues that these heads of state will be discussing today in Accra?
Yeah, definitely. That is it. The two important things on the agenda are this: the outbreak of the Ebola, the containment, the efforts so far made, and the successes and the challenges that are still outstanding. And then the, of course, unfortunate developments in Burkina Faso.
Now, there are concerns that the ECOWAS and the African Union appear not to be moving fast, and there appear to be contradictions. The AU is giving two-week ultimatum. The African Union leaders in African Union are saying, well, we'll give them a year period. How are they going to streamline this to ensure that there's one voice when they meet after they come out with their recommendations for a smooth transition in Burkina Faso?
Well,
sorry.
It's a matter of perception oftentimes. And then, of course, the two bodies are working relentlessly towards achieving success of the situation. Don't forget that when things like this crop up, there are bound to be several dimensions to it. But the bottom line is that there should be restoration of peace, tranquility, and a constitutional transfer of power to an appropriate authority in that country. So it isn't really a matter of contradiction. It may be just matters of perception from the various divides of society. Definitely, the two bodies are working towards achieving the same goal of ensuring a constitutional transfer of power.
How is ECOWAS helping in this directive, especially when this forms under ECOWAS's purview to ensure peace, stability, and a smooth transition to democracy or restoration of democracy in Burkina Faso?
Well, like we said earlier on, you know, a high-powered delegation has just been to Burkina Faso to speak with the authorities there. So believe you me, it's because of the importance attached to this development that's why the heads of state could afford to carve out time within their very busy schedules to do that. So surely the regional body is doing everything possible to ensure that this crisis does not escalate. And then the constitutional authority is restored, and that will pave way for development in the country.
Let me ask you quickly, before I leave you, about the issue of the containment or the combating of the Ebola virus or the outbreak in some parts of West Africa. Some people are heaping blame on not only the response of the international community, but the slow nature of ECOWAS to reach out in this directive. What do you say to these criticisms leveled against ECOWAS?
Well, I don't think this will be a fair criticism because, you know, first and foremost, the entire world community was shocked to find this development. And then for a region that is often described as poor, generally speaking, and having taken note of all the efforts made to contain this, I think the sub-regional body, the community, should be commended, rather, because if nothing was done, probably the casualty figures would have been much more than this. For ECOWAS, for instance, have rallied the World Health Organization and other international bodies to have a consensus on this, I think in itself is the greatest effort so far. And believe you me, you can see countries like Nigeria have been able to contain this, and then the others are equally doing so, Senegal and the rest. So I believe this sub-region has achieved much more than expected, and it should be commended.